Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL, your home of LSU baseball. And you can catch the first game right here Saturday afternoon, 6 p.m. on the Big 870 WWL when they play the Arkansas Razorbacks. And we'll have all that coverage for you. And you can hear that game live right here on the Big 870 and free on the Odyssey app on the Monday. Depending on how things go, we will have kind of a tag team situation. We'll have you LSU baseball, and also Steve Geller and I, we will be at the Louisiana Line Camp and on the campus of Nicholls State University, covering the line camp there. And we'll give you the details of exactly what time we'll be there at the Louisiana Line Camp. It'll either be early in the afternoon or after the LSU baseball game, a little bit later on at night. But Steve and I will be there right in the front yard, in the front by Nicholls State University, right off of Highway 1. Steve and I will be there to do sports talk, and we'll also have you LSU baseball. In studio today, the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Yeah. Canada, you didn't have much to see because they didn't practice today. They were at 504 Golf.
It's like that'd be fun. We did the drive show there. That was an awesome venue. So you're building that camaraderie, you know, in the past. I don't know, you play golf or you go bowling or you play paintball. You know, you can do it all, whatever it takes. I don't know, maybe you all go swimming together. And then you don't want to horse play too much. You remember the one time, I think it was Scott Fujita, they went to a water park and he got freaking hurt.
Yeah,
that's what you don't want to happen. Whatever you're doing, that you wouldn't want to be like, oh, well, they went and play a little golf and somebody swang too hard and then they messed up their shoulder or something. But, you know, our paintball, the paintball went where it wasn't supposed to go, and they got hurt. No, but you need that type of camaraderie amongst teammates. And if they practice today, it will not make a difference in the season or not. It's more getting to know one another. Because before you know it, late July, early August is going to be here. And hopefully the Saints are ready to roll. I think it's a great opportunity. Now, they're going to be going, it gets hot here, but they're going to be going out and they're going to play the Chargers the first preseason game. Now, my understanding, I don't know if they're practicing against them or not.
No.
To me,
it won't be a joint practice with the Chargers.
So I'm thinking, does Kellen Moore not want that, or does Jim Harbaugh don't want that? Because I think that'd be a great team to practice against. You're not going against the Jaguars. You're going to a playoff caliber team. And, Coach Harbaugh's teams, they're going to be tough. and you're going against our secondary, I don't know, Justin Herbert, maybe they worried about he might go 20 for 20 and 7 on 7 or something. But, yeah, they're going to be going out there and getting, no inclement weather. You can get a lot accomplished, and you're not just trying to survive practice. But you should be able to survive practice at the equator today. You practice once a day. You're not going twice, and you're not trying to survive practice. Like Hammond, Louisiana, I can tell you this. Jim Morris, first year, he's trying to set the tone over Bum Phillips. It felt like the damn equator in Hammond, Louisiana. Mike, I remember that time. I'm right almost 26 years old. I didn't even like football. I'm like thinking, man, I'm just trying to survive. So dealing with the heat, it makes them tougher. Well, why do we got to be tougher? Do we play in Tulane Stadium? We play in the Superdome. No, so
Bob,
it's what you accomplish on the field. That's why I have no problem them going to California, because you have a little more pep in your step and you can get more done.
Bob, I remember you telling me you thought that really hurt that football team the first five or six games of the season, because you had really lost your legs in training camp.
Well, and I'm talking about the guys in the trenches, like the Steve Courts and the Stan Brocks and all of the world, anybody who's on the line and you're constantly hitting and it's two-a-days and you're in that heat. Well, Mike, you know what they said? I remember 1986, we played Atlanta. We got freaking spanked. David Archer was the quarterback for Atlanta. You know who now does the broadcast for the Falcons? And Mike, Stan and all, everybody's saying, like, when training camp was over, it's like we already had played this season. So we left it all on the practice field instead of being able to pin ears back come late December going into the playoffs. Coach Morrow will tell you, sometimes he would be pissed off and it'd be Friday. Okay, the game's on Sunday. He's not happy the way maybe things have been going in the week. We going live on Friday. What? We got 48 hours, we're playing a game. And so he was a little too Marine-like in that regard. Now, we're able to win like 12 games twice, 11 games, 10 games, and all that. But he would admit now, and he finally admitted this when he got in his 80s. You know, he just turned 90 years old, that, Bobby, you know, sometimes I think I worked y'all too hard. I go, well, hell yeah. I mean, and not so much with me, but like the team, the linemen, where you want them almost like you letting them out of cage. Well, we just hoping like we can walk out the cage, type thing. Now, we definitely knew who was in charge with Jim Mora. And it's not like that this day and age. They worry about somebody would die. I mean, think about this. Coach Mora would have you run sprints and keep running sprints until somebody throws up or somebody falls out. What? Think of that mentality. You're talking about old school. It's almost like Bear Bryant in Texas with the Junction Boys.
Yeah,
you know, we're not gonna have no water breaks. That makes you too soft. Just eat these salt tablets. Think how far we've come, and how in Gatorade. I love that Gatorade commercial. You know, that's a Florida University of Florida invention. You know, that's why it's called Gatorade. But think about that, how, you know, it was like, oh, no, you got to toughen it. It's going to make you tougher. You don't need a water break. Now you can drink water whenever you want, which is the common sense thing to do. But it's amazing. That's good. When you look at progress and how things progress in society, that's been a good thing with football. I think how it's a year-round thing. You train in one city. I mean, they encourage you to live there year-round. You don't necessarily need two-a-days. But I wish a lot of the older players, it's like, I wish they were thinking that way maybe in the 80s and 90s and stuff, you know, as far as that mentality.
Bob, they'll start training camp in Metairie, and then August 6th through the 15th, they will practice at UC Irvine. So they start training camp in Metairie.
Right.
Then you go to UC Irvine.
Then they could play the Chargers, right, but without practicing against them.
Correct. Okay. And then they come back and finish training camp in Metairie.
Yeah, because I think, Charlie, I don't have it in front of me, but I think their two first preseason games are on the road and their final games at home. I want to say, is it that we finished it with Sean Payton, maybe? I know we play in Denver. I don't know if it's the second or third game. I don't have it in front of me.
Preseason game one is in L.A. against the Chargers on August 10th. Preseason game two is at home against the Jaguars August 17th. And then they wrap up preseason at home against the Broncos August 23rd.
Okay, yeah, that's right. We got two home preseason games, one away. there's a, you know, whether you're playing home or away preseason. But, you know, we only have, you know, we're going to have to be road warriors. We only got 8 home games regular season and 9 away. That's why, to me, I don't know.
It feels like that happens every year, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does, doesn't it?
I don't know. I like things to be even, whatever. I don't know the way my mind works. I like 18 games. So, players, please agree, the collective bargaining agreement, to go to 18 games. You're going to get paid more money. I just think it's fair for everybody if you have the same amount of home and away games. Not like, okay, like next year, if they don't change it, then the Saints will have 9 regular season home games and 8 away. I like it when it's even.
I think Joe Burrow was making the case for an 18-game schedule and having 2 bye weeks. In
his yes.
Season. So it's a 20-week regular season.
I think that's exactly what they're going to do and just kind of space it out. And you know what? We're going to have football from literally September
to the end of
swing
February.
It around, yeah. End of February, then it'll be free agency, the draft, and then, hey, football's here again.
And the networks aren't against that because the best-rated shows are is NFL football. So make NFL as long as you can.
So not just 18 games, but a 20-week regular season is, I think, what could be in the
cross. Yes, and you can manipulate, okay, you off a couple of bye weeks and all that, but then you still got NFL games. It's not shut down. No, that's so damn common sense. It's scary.
but you got to work it out. So both sides are going to be happy with things. But I think in our lifetime, unless the good Lord takes us away real quickly,
we're
going to see that real quick.
The only thing I tell you, Mike, how players think, and they should think this way. I don't know. This is what old players would think. If you play, let's say you're making $1 million a game, and if they're paying you $17 million, then if we play 18 games, I want $18 million. You know, you got to compensate the players that they ain't signing off on that, I can tell you.
Well, with the money that's being thrown around TV radio-wise, I can guarantee you they got enough money to handle
yes,
that part of
things.
Without
a doubt, without a doubt.
We'll be back with more Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. We'll have on with us from Crescent City Sports, Renee Nadeau, to talk Saints NFL right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, and on our Oakland Hard Jewelers talk and text line from Crescent City Sports, Renee Nadeau. Renee, thanks so much for joining us. Renee, I thought about you today because Bobby and I were just talking about this, but I got to talk to Pete Jenkins, and they're having the Louisiana Line Camp, and it starts up this coming Saturday at Nicholls State University here in Thibodaux. And we have a live remote this coming Monday. Steve Geller and I there. But he told me, you know, what did the Saints do today? And I told him, well, they went to 504 golf. He said, I'm going to tell you something. I never liked two-a-days, and I'm old enough. We used to have three-a-days. Three-a-days. And he said, I hated it. He said, you know, a lot of people throw it at me. Why you say that, and yet you have practices three times a day for Louisiana Line Camp? He said, well, we're not hitting each other.
Well, Mike and Renee, who's the most, to me, now correct me if I'm wrong, to me the most famous coach, because I think coaches feel guilty, they have too much idle time, which is ridiculous, but anyway, because you need to recover. I think Ray Perkins.
Remember
Ray Perkins with Tampa Bay? What, didn't he?
He had three-a-days.
He abused, that was the one, you talk about three-a-day practices, I think he was the poster child for being abusive, and because I think he felt guilty. Oh, we got to be on the field doing something, and you know, the more we hit, the better we're gonna get. It gets all of a sudden counterproductive when you get to that point where
you know
we're hitting too much.
One of the things Pete brought up was, guys, what are we accomplishing? Okay, if you're doing a camp, you working on their footwork, their hand placement, and that sort of thing. But he said, oh, that's different than hitting another human being three times a day. But he said, you know, when it gets to the point where you're not learning anything and all you're trying to do is survive, that ain't good.
Counterproductive. Yeah, it's counterproductive. And Renee, before you chime in, Coach Rod sent me this, Mike, and, you know, because the lineman camp, because look at how the lineman camp has grown. Oh. It's kind of like the Manning Passing Academy and Thibodeaux. And I'm talking about national, international. I'm looking at the lineman camp. You're going to have 755 campers, 100 coaches. Then you got a Catholic High, 40 people, John Curtis, 25. And then you got locally, like obviously you should have that, Thibodeaux, Vanderbilt, 28-22, E.D. White, 25 from Texas, 12 from Massachusetts, then even South Carolina. So it's going to come a case in point. Watch as you're part of this. Watch as this is going to grow and it's going to spread that you're a top lineman, you're going to want to come to Thibodeaux. Like if you're a top quarterback, you don't want to come to Thibodeaux from the Manning Passing Academy.
We first started in 1987. There was 75 guys there. Now it's 755. That's pretty good. Renee?
Well, you know, yeah, Bob, you know, I tell you what, Pete Jenkins does an absolute great job, and Coach Rod does a great job with him. And the thing is that you talk to guys, I've talked to guys in the Saints practice in the locker room through the years and stuff, and they talk about how much of an impact Pete Jenkins has had if they've had an encounter with him. I mean, nobody knows the defensive line game like Pete Jenkins. And the thing is that, you know, he goes way, way back. But his mind, he's still very, very sharp. They do a great job. I've been there and I've ridden with Mike around the campus a little bit when the camp's going on. And he does a great job. I will say this about Pete, about Ray Perkins. I knew guys who played for Perkins at Tampa Bay. When they were cut, they were high-fiving, getting out of there. It looked like a swinging door. They couldn't wait to get – they said, man, you're not going to believe it. I just got cut, and they were happy. They were out of there.
Well, that's why – you know what? Because everyone – I don't know, Google this, or you want to see what – okay, Google the Junction Boys and Bear Bryant in Texas. Where all of a sudden, if you wanted to quit, you could quit. You had to walk to the bus depot, they went and then get your own ticket to get out of town. No, you're talking about that. Now there'd be an investigation. Well, what are we doing?
You'd be in jail for that.
Yeah, look up Junction Boys. And my first coach with the Michigan Panthers, Jim Stanley, was part of the Junction Boys. And he was at Oklahoma State, and he'd always say, well, he was great. He was like a country. He was like that. He goes, he'd be giving a pep talk where you're like this. He goes, I don't want no dogs on this damn team that won't hunt. I don't want no dogs that won't hunt. Ain't no porch dogs on this team. I mean, we were playing like San Antonio Gunslingers. Okay, you know, we had won the championship. We were playing in San Antonio. I mean, and that stadium in San Antonio, I'll tell you, we went playing in the Alamo Dome. I don't even remember the stadium we were at. I'll tell you, he goes, keep your helmets on, because if we jump ahead, they'll be throwing whiskey bottles at you on the sideline and stuff. And I remember he said, I don't like the way we warmed up. He goes, I can tell you right now, you can bet all the grapes in Italy, they'll be coming after your ass. We all acted like we got this game won. And that's the old Bear Bryant and Junction Boys mentality. Jim Stallings. Now, he was a D-line coach with the Giants.
Yes, he was.
With Atlanta. And I tell you what, every time he would grab me, I'd kind of like want to shake his hand. But you know how when a coach grabs you around your like shoulder and neck and they just pinch? He pinched me so hard and stuff. Go, boy, I like you.
Why you got the neck issues today.
I said, I like the way you feel right here. You know, I think you could take a hit. He'd say some crazy stuff.
Renee, tell us a little bit about, from what you've seen in the practice sessions, what sort of jumped out at you from a positive standpoint?
You know, I tell you what, guys, and the thing is that, and I was there with Bobby yesterday, we saw a lot of this, but, you know, I talked to guys the past few weeks, and I've talked to offensive linemen, DBs, wide receivers, different positions, and to a man, they've all said, I said, what is different about this camp than last year? And they said, the energy in the building. And that's interesting that different position guys have said that. And the thing is that it looks like, you know, Kellen Moore, boy, he is meticulous when he has a practice and things that we saw yesterday, Bobby. You know, they take their helmets off and they
right.
they're more worried about getting things done, not proving a point. And they were out in that heat, and Kellen Moore knew how hot it was for a lot of those guys who are not used to this. And he's driving a point across, and letting the players off today was I think a really good move, getting that camaraderie together and getting everybody headed in the right direction. And Kellen Moore, I've been impressed with him. His answers are very short. It's almost like he's nice, but he's got somewhere to go when he's talking to everybody.
Well, he's definitely a coach's son, Renee.
Oh, my God.
You might think sometimes he's a robot, but that's not a bad thing. You know what that means? This is a lifestyle. I'm a coach that was born, and I'm going to be a coach because it's like the whole what he grew up with. People don't think that atmosphere makes a difference. It's not always the case, but I'm telling you, Being a coach's son, and football is just – people say, well, football's not everything. Well, for Kellen Moore, it is. I know he has his priorities with his wife and kids and all that. But, no, football means that much. And you can see that. And just the way he conducts himself and how he answers questions, he's not overwhelmed. And I tell you what,
the guys – I've talked to guys who have played for Kellen Moore elsewhere – and they said, when things go wrong during a game, he doesn't panic. He just says, guys, let's settle down. We'll get it fixed. We'll get it right. And, you know, sometimes that's a little bit different from a lot of head coaches in the NFL.
Right.
So guys love playing for him. Not that he's a softie or a guy who's easier on the players. He just has that mental approach that, hey, we know how to get where we're going. Let's settle down. We'll get it fixed, and we'll get the ship right in the right direction.
Well, Renee, I can tell you this. You know, with players, how they think. Can this coach put me in the right position to succeed? And then a player knows. I'm telling you how they think. And then the player looks at it. Well, if I succeed, I get paid more money, and then I can last a long time. So that's how I look at Kellen Moore. You know how you have different mannerisms, whatever, how you go about your business. But players are looking at, okay, you can't fake the funk. I say this all the time. You know, if a coach, a position coach, whether it's running back, wide receiver, O-line, you're in that meeting room. And then you're leading these men. And they could tell, I'm telling you, within 10 minutes, okay, how you conduct a meeting if you know what the hell you're talking about. And it's like, man, okay, how did he get this job? Because I've had coaches like somebody hired a friend, whatever. They don't know what they're doing. And then you're nice to them. You might just go along with the flow. But you want to truly respect the coach. Players respect the coach when a coach is going to put them in the position to succeed. Now, I can get your foot in the door, but then you got to, as a player, take that next step. And you have to be held accountable. Look in the mirror. Okay, the coach put me in a great opportunity. Can I take advantage of that opportunity? And I think a lot of the players, even like a veteran like Alvin Kamara, he'll look at Kellen Moore. Now, the quarterback got to get him the ball and all that. But he'll look at Kellen Moore that he maybe can add an extra year or two on my career, and I could be amongst the best producing at the highest level. I'll tell you, I think right now I'd be shocked if Alvin Kamara don't have – he's healthy, 17 games, he'll have 85 catches. I'm just telling you how a quarterback's best friend and all that, the rush coming, okay, Alvin, get yards after the catch and all. That's what I think. I think that trust factor, even though he's young, the youngest NFL coach, only 36 years of age, he's way beyond his years. He's, I'm telling you, a younger version of Sean Payton, but he might be a better person. And I'm friends with Sean Payton. But Sean Payton can be an asshole. And I like Sean Payton. I cannot see Kellen Moore ever being an asshole. I mean, I'd be shocked. I might want to see that, but I'd be shocked if that would ever happen. And Sean, I think Sean's awesome. But Sean can rub a few people the wrong way. It'd be interesting to see that ever happen with Kellen Moore.
Well, I tell you what, I remember doing LSU games for Tiger Vision for 16 years, and I used to see these guys, and everybody did. Y'all both saw guys come up the field. And Nick Saban would run almost midfield, and he's screaming at Travis Daniels or Chad Lavallee or Marcus Spears. And I would talk to the guys after the game and say, what did he tell you? And they would all say to a man, he's making me a better player. Exactly what you just finished saying. So, you know, the players can absorb this and stuff, knowing that it's making them better.
Hey, Sean Payton's an angel compared to Satan Saban. let me tell you. Now it's all about winning. I don't care if you're Bill Belichick, Nick Saban, whatever. That's the whole thing. I keep repeating that. Al Davis, just win, baby. That's all the fan base, the alumni. I don't care what level you're at. Did you win or lose the game? And if you win, you put up with a lot. Sean Payton, Coach Payton can be a hard ass, but he went on Saban's level.
That is upper echelon level. The way Coach Saban did it. But bottom line, when I look at it, Renee, is for this team to get better, the two factors, you got to be able to run the football better, and you got to stop the run. I mean, it's not sexy to say that, but I think for the Saints, the way the game is played today, you got to be able to run the football more effectively, and you can't give up 5 yards a pop.
Renee, before you comment on that, like exactly like Mike said, okay, if we can't run the ball, I'd tell Coach Kellen Moore, no, that's your fault. You in charge of the offense. Now, if we can't stop the run, that's not Kellen Moore's fault. Maybe the people he hired to be in charge of stopping the run, you held accountable because you're the head coach. But if we're not stopping the run this year like we haven't, like we didn't last year, being one before last, giving up basically 5 yards a carry, that's not Kellen Moore's wheelhouse. No, Kellen Moore's wheelhouse. Now, are we running the ball and the success we have on offense? But he's the head coach, Bobby, yes. But you don't know everything. You have to delegate authority, and hopefully the people you hired that you could trust and they can get that done.
Well, and I tell you what, this 3-4 defense, and you notice, Bobby, and Mike, you've been out there a lot too. And you know, a couple of weeks ago, we were watching practice inside, what's his name? Carl Granderson is playing an outside linebacker, maybe that Will guy, and he's running up the field with tight ends and running backs. And why I'm saying that is because that, you know, what Brandon Staley has at his fingertips right now, he's got some good athletes, some good chess pieces. I mean, inside he's got DeMario Davis and Pete Werner. I mean, he's got guys, he's got players that can move and change the defense, go from a 3-4 to a 4-3, or, you know, even a two-man front and drop people. So he's got some variables he can use. He's going to have to improve the secondary, especially the cornerback situation. But you're right, I think he's got the players and the scheme that he can make some adjustments, some chess piece and moves, and kind of keep the offense, the opponent offense, on their toes a little bit. And I think that the people he has, Chase Young and Carl Granderson on the outside. Now, I wouldn't expect Chase Young to be as fluid on the outside as maybe a Carl Granderson, but what Carl Grandison would do, you know, covering and outside and a flat and things like that last week and week before. And I think that's going to open up. That may open up a whole new career for Isaiah Foskey. Who knows? But, I mean, this defense may be just what he needed to save his career in the NFL, at least for the Saints.
Well, I hope so.
And you know, before we go to the break, let you go, Renee, I can tell you right now, you know what we need Chase Young to do? I don't need him to be the NFL Defensive Player of the Year like Pat Swilling, but be maybe a little poor man Pat Swilling. Okay, how about you get double-digit sacks? Chase Young looks like Tarzan. We need him to play like Tarzan and have double-digit sacks. At times, he's not lived up to expectations. Look where he got drafted. You think, oh, that's a 10-sack guy. Well, how about be a 10-sack guy this season? And we're going to put you in a position very similar to Pat Swilling with a 3-4. Okay, take advantage of that and produce.
Because you get paid a lot of money when you rack up all them quarterback sacks.
Right. And,
those guys know it.
If the Saints don't pay, somebody else will.
Absolutely. Renee, thanks so much for joining us, buddy. Always love when you're on with us, and you take care. Thanks for joining us here on Sports Talk.
All right, Renee.
Love to be with you two guys. Have a good one today. Thank you, guys.
Thanks a lot. Renee Nato from Crescent City Sports. Come back with more Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTellier along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Bob, we've had some texts ask about what have you seen so far during the OTAs or the mini camps from Kendra Miller? Because it's either time to squat or get off the pot with him.
I don't know. I haven't taken one note on him. I mean, Look, did you catch up like a wheel route or did you do something? Now it's 7-on-7. And I think in a real game, he actually caught a nice wheel route, if I can recall.
He sure did.
Yes.
Sure did.
But I haven't seen any of that. Now, Mike, Validay. I butcher his first name, so I just call him Validay like Holiday. Okay, so Validay, I can remember that. He's the running back from Arizona State. He's not a rookie. When you think Arizona State, who do you think are running backs recently? I mean, they're going to the Giants.
Cam Scataboo.
Yeah. But this is a different Arizona State running back, Validate. I've taken two or three notes on him. Haven't taken any notes on Kendre Miller. Now, the first time when you got mandatory minicamp, the very first pass, what are you doing? Who's involved? Alvin Kamara. It was a simple three or four-yard pass, but the quarterback's looking in Alvin Kamara's direction. So, Mike, I'm telling you, they had the three OTAs and then you had the mandatory minicamp. So like five practices, I don't think I wrote his name down one time.
I wonder if this is part and parcel here with the fact that it's been reported Jeremy Fowler from ESPN reported the Saints had some interest in Nick Chubb, who ended up signing with the Texans. And, you know, bring in Cam Akers
That's what I was going to tell you. Why did they bring in Cam Akers? Well, you want to talk about a stud player that's had some freaking bad luck.
He has.
Cam Akers, after three seasons at Florida State, he was selected in the second round by the Rams. Okay? And then all of a sudden he's had highs and lows. Mike, coming out of high school, you want to talk about everybody wanting that cat.
Yep.
And he goes to Florida State. The first low would be he tore his Achilles tendon right before training camp of his second season in 2021. Now, he returned. Look how he's working his ass off to rehab. Returned to action in 5 months. Torn Achilles. Made it back in time to play in the Super Bowl victory over the Bengals with the Rams. Now, two seasons later, he was traded to the Vikings. Then he tore his other Achilles tendon. What? In week 9 of the 2023 season. Then he signed with the Texans last summer, but was traded back to the Vikings in October. There's still a skill set there, Mike. He's only 26 years of age, but two Achilles tears. He's entering his sixth NFL season looking to have an opportunity. It's his fourth different team. But if you look at his career, even dealing with all that, how many yards has Kendre Miller rushed for? Oh, Bobby, what about his opportunities? I don't know. Does Kendre Miller know his plays like he needs to? I don't know. But Akers ran for over 2,000 yards, 2,025 to be exact, in 53 career games. And Akers said right now with the Saints, he knows where he's at right now at 26 years of age, two Achilles tears. He said, look, I'll do whatever the team wants. I'll play special teams. I'll do whatever the Saints want. And you know what Kellen Moore said about him? This speaks volumes. Because, you know, coaches, they pay attention to detail. Cam is an experienced player. He's done a lot throughout this league. So we're going to give him an opportunity. So that's why, Kendre Miller, you want to be all cool and all that? Come on. Hey, listen. Cam Akers is way more a warrior than Kendre Miller. If Kendre Miller had one Achilles tear, then he might be going back at TCU trying to finish school. I don't know if he even finished school, but I'm just telling you. Cam Akers, I trust his heart more than Kendre Miller.
You know, Deuce brought it up last year that he questioned if he was kind of mentally and physically ready to play in the NFL because you're not on scholarship anymore. It's over with, scholarship-wise. Right. You got to be prepared that this is your profession. What you did in the past, man, they don't give a damn about that. None of them. You got to produce.
They don't care what you did. You had an outstanding game, Mike, if I can recall, TCU versus Michigan. And then he got hurt,
Then
right?
he got hurt.
Yeah, but you know how long ago that is? Man, again, I'm like, how many times I say, what have you done for me lately? They don't care about that. No, I'm just telling you, Cam Akers is more a dog than Kendre Miller.
We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this break. Finishing up here in hour number one of sports talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We come back after 5 o'clock. We'll talk a little bit about the basketball series where, how about the Pacers with a 2-1 lead last night, getting that second victory in Indiana, and we're able to close out OKC. They were cold as ice from the three-point range, and then all of a sudden they made a run at it. Well, but, Bob, Go ahead, Bobby.
Well, I could tell you right now, and then Charlie can elaborate this even the next hour, because this caught my attention. Someone said whoever wins game three, they win 80% of the time. But then, you know, like the home and away and all that, how it's structured. But Charlie said that's not necessarily the case as of late.
Yes, so that's
true. The 2-2-1-1-1 format with the NBA. I saw that the lower seeds that go up 2-1 have not won the NBA Finals. And if you look at the betting market, FanDuel still has them set at -235, the Thunder. So they're not overreacting to this 2-1 series lead for Indiana.
But you look at the history, Mike, has been 80%, but that, not as of late.
We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 right after this news break.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.